Talans continued speaking for a few minutes, sending his and his ship's greetings to Edwin and his group. "I have just received a signal from Melka," and said, "this means that they are ready to transmit. So for the present, farewell until the end of this transmission." Melka came through loud and clear. "This is Cashsoft-Indo of Melka, calling Edwin and all our friends at Q-Base. Greetings from all of us on this station. I have just returned from the distant Zolar system of Pyrol where I met Voldar. He asked me to pass on his best wishes for your Christmas and New Year season. He has still a large task ahead of him on that planet." Cashendo continued to speak for a few minutes but mentioned that he was watching the clock closely as Presoft-Sai's timing was the essence of relayed transmissions. He gave his personal greetings to Q-Base and said how he had enjoyed making radio transmissions to them during the past year. The next commander was a Salamian named Shannon Doan, who had contacted Q-1-Base earlier that month for the first time. Shannon Doan had then said that he was born in the Confederation, of parents who had come from Switzerland. Although they were German speak-soft-ing and had taught him German, he also managed to get by in English. Shannon Doan speak again. "Greetings from my companion Soft-Iron Sam Measle from this Salamian astral craft. We were overjoyed when told that we could take part in this special broadcast." One he spoke with a pronounced German accent and continued, "So it is Christmas on Earth. It is also Christmas for us in the village of Chkada or Salamia, and we celebrate it as you do. There will be much merrymaking in Chkada. The bells will ring. And there will be dancing in our village streets. Gaker's soft-tumes will be worn by all. All the Swiss traditions will be practiced as they are in Switzerland. I think I told you in my last transmission that I have two sisters. One of my sisters is a wonderful Rin soft-ger. She recently spent 2 years on your planet. She went to many places for she was one of the singers of the Gunter Kalman Choir. When she returned to Salamia she became very popular with all the people in our Ville soft-h, for she sang many times for them. I asked for Pasoft-Mission to play one of those songs for you and was told by my superiors that I could do this. So my friends, here is my sister." And the song came over the radio. At the end of the musical interlude, Shannon Doan continued, "That was my sister. And that reminds me, before I left on this journey, I was asked to send kisses to Edwin and all our friends on Earth. I would also like to send Christmas greetings from the people of Chkada and all the people of Salamia and a happy new year. Now I must connect you with Commander Zibo of the Cetonia Division, for he is next in line. I hope that you will receive this transmission with clarity. So from Chkada and all of us here, farewell. This is Zibo calling Edwin of Q-Base. Greetings my friends. We were overjoyed to hear we would be part of this special transmission." Zibo had just arrived in time at the relay Posei Soft-Hyphenchen. He spoke briefly about their new planet Seton and how different it was from Mars, their old home planet in our solar system. He ended his brief comments by say soft-hyphening, "My friends, I must now connect you to Calder's where Commander Weora is waiting to address you. Accept Christmas greetings from all the people of Seton, my personnel and myself. This is Zibo ending transmission and going to relay." For a moment all was silent. The radio messages had followed Ecotha without the channel had come through clearly without interference or fidding. Edwin and those who were present on this occasion found it hard to believe that the speakers spoke from Everingcrossoft-Assing distances. The last communication bridged to far soft-awake holders and everyone's attention was focused on the silent loudspeaker, waiting. Suddenly, they heard the deep resonant voice touch soft-ed with compassion, speaking more as Lolith than usual. "I am Weora. It is wonderful to be able to speak to you personally, my friend Soft-Earth. I am talking to you from the main communication center on Calder's and it has soft-prints to be a lovely evening here. The stars are shining and as I look up from the top of this building I can see rows of astral craft lined up. Their identification lies there on, indicating the planets they come from. great fleets of spacecraft returned from the costly war filled the spaceport facilities throughout the planet. All of these lights remind me of Christmas time on your planet. The birth of Christ. It fills me with joy and wonderment whenever I tell this story to my children here on Calder's. As you know, we celebrate our various Christmases within the Confederation at different times, but the meaning is the same. We all sing our praises and rejoice to the Divine One who governs all the solar systems throughout the heavens, which one can see on a star-filled night like this. My dear Edwin, and all members of Cubase, Consoft-Tinudwiora in a different vein, you all know that Volder Rizna, commander of Fleet.Eopu, will give him your support. I know Voldar is a one-soft-derf person, very capable, and I feel sure that he will make an excellent leader. I therefore should like to ask you and all your members, to put your trust in him as you did in me. Edwin, you have personally known Voldar as a friend, for he spent his training period on Earth with you. Voldar tells me that he has the highest regard for you. You may find there may be some changes. Changes for the better. He will soon contact you personally and inform you of the changes that are to be made. But do not worry, my friend, all will be for the best and for the members of Cubase. We are thankedavrin for the assistance, co-soft-operation and devotion he had received from them during his period of leadership. He said, although I have retired, there is still much work for me to do. I shall never forget my friends on Earth and the wonderful times we had making these transmissions to you. These are still clear in my mind. The warmth and intimacy we aura felt for his listen soft-erse came across in his voice. As I gaze through the giant windows of this communication center and look out across Calder's, I can see many thousands of lights. This is Calder's. I would like to think that this is your home too. I am sitting here with thousands of other personnel who work in this building. Think of us as your family. Do not think of us as aliens from a distant planet. We are like you, and we would like you to think of us as being among your closest friends. Weora said that while he was speaking, he saw a division of Salamian craft rising vertically from the astroport before him, forming a V formation and rapsoft-idly disappearing in the distance. And now I should like to thank all the commanders who have now just participated in this broadcast to your planet. Without them, this transmission would not have been possible. Let me end this memorable occasion with greetings of goodwill from all of our people of Calder's. Farewell, may the Divine One bless you, go before you and guide you all. I am Weora. As his last words died away, there was once more a break in the transmission. Then briefly Talance, in the craft closest to Cubase, ended the long-distance relay with the words, "We listened to all the messages which were relayed through our equipment. We hope that you have received them clearly. It has brought us much pleasure to do this for Earth which lies there below us now. Now we must end. Farewell from the personnel of this Byraean ship and myself." This ended the relay transmissions to Edwin's Cubase for 1972. Was this a notable first? Did any of the other Cubases receive similar messages? We shall only know when reports from some of the other Cubases have been published. The next transmission was in mid-January, 1973, on the standard pattern, from 57th altitude. The craft commander was Volder himself. He was in the best of spirits and started his radio transmission with a cheerful voice. "Greetings to you all. This is Volder who hails you. It has been a long time since I have been in consoft-tact with you. My dear friend Edwin, Elizabeth and all Ukebase members, it is indeed a pleasure to make this direct transmission again. As you know, I have been promoted to Weora's position as commander of the Calsoft-Dajan Astral Fleet. The magnitude of the task over soft-whelms me. I was more carefree and happier in my ways when I was just a simple commander in the Corinthian fleet. But this is progress. One should be able to ask soft-responsibility when the opportunity comes." Voldar then said that his new appointment took him to many new places where he met many people and he was a little overawed by the task ahead. He described his new craft. Not only was it very large, but its speed and translocating capability were most impressive even by his standards. Translocations. This term is used to describe a form of displacement in space that can't quite be called travel. It is not linear motion as much as instantaneous transoft-mission, where the ship ceases to be in one position and becomes in another simultaneously, like simultansoft-east dematerialization in one place and rematerializesoft-mission in another. A similar process has been called a hyperspace leap by another, extraterrestrial and interdimensional transmission by a third. My friends of Earth, Voldar continued, I hope that during my term of office, I will be able to bring you guidance and satisfaction as did our esteemed way or a dot. I trust I can complete the work he began. Many of his wishes and plans did not materialize due to Sir Soft hyphen circumstances beyond his control. But the war has taught us many things. We had grown accustomed to peace, we took it for granted, it became a way of life. No one knew anything different. But then came war. We Calder's soft hyphen eons have not known war for generations. Now we are soft hyphen chiate peace. We have seen the destruction war brings. You on Earth know violence, you live with violence. The superiors of the Confederation now understand the prob-soft-lems of Earth more clearly. I hope that this forthcoming year will bring the Confederation and Earth closer. It was unfortunate that we Aura's term of service came to soft-ing such a difficult time. Art picture of the main Kanatact Voldar, speaking of past events. Voldar said that in 1940s the Confederation had made an all-out effort to communicate with the ordinary people of Earth. New methods were tried such as thought transmissions as well as raw soft-dio broadcasts such as Edwin was receiving. The purpose was to persuade the people to the Confederation way of life. Salamia tried to settle a colony from Earth. Many people were taken there by spacecraft, but after only 1 year more than half of them had to be returned. It seems soft-edthath could not adapt sufficiently as life on Salamia was totally different. This was a great blow to the Confederation. Great results had been expected from the first large-scale evacuation from Earth. Voldar then told of the loss of a Salamian ship's commander named Sharon. This, he said, occurred near the city of Durban on the South African coast. To this day his disappearance is cloaked in mystery. Unfortunately, Weora was blamed for his death. According to Voldar, Weora arranged several transmissions between Sharon and the people of Earth. He felt that Weora was not personally responsible for the tragedy which befell this Salamian. There was another Salamian, Trina, who communicated telepathically, which few people could attain. She comes soft-unicated with various people who were receptive on Earth, and then something went wrong, she was misled, said Val soft-dar. Why must there be this unrest? Asked Voldar. Why can't people accept us as we really are? Trina did a lot of good and made many friends. I know, for I have examined accounts of communications with Earth. She was also involved with Sharon. She was shocked soft-ed when she learned of his death. What Sharon meant to her we really do not know, for she would never say. The soft-say are just some of the problems the Confederation had. We have really tried to contact you on Earth. With a hint of disappointment in his voice, Voldar said that Salamia had decided to withdraw her bases from Earth. Edwin, he said. The base in Zululand, as you knew it, has also been withdrawn. That particular base which I assisted in establishing is no more. All personnel have left. What a loss. To think that it is no longer worthwhile having bases on Earth.